Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am so super pumped to be doing this show today. Normally, we do it on Wednesdays, and we will, but today we are having a special pop-up episode. These special pop-up episodes come for book launches, if I'm broadcasting at an event, if we've got something amazing happening and we need to produce a show because of it, and the most amazing thing is happening today. I'm here with Karen, and Karen is doing a book launch for one of her books, and I am super excited to do a show around it, to feature her as she embarks on this new journey. And we are live show, and I'm your host, Master Resiliency Trainer, Inspirational Speaker, and Author, Sean Douglas, and I want to welcome all the listeners who are listening from wherever you are. The show is heard in 23 countries, so I want to thank you all for that. 23 countries, I am blown away. Your support means a lot. If anything that the guests say or I say or anything that you hear, you know, if it resonates with you, leave a comment, like, share, look us up on iTunes. We're live when the show is going live, but then a couple of days later, it's on iTunes and Stitcher, so you can catch us there. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. We tell the story of why we are doing what we are doing and how we are helping others to transform. And sometimes we use our tragedies, our obstacles, our adversities, you know, events that we go through and experience, we use those to inspire and transform other people. Our show is normally on every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time and on the first and third Fridays. However, like I said, we do these special pop-up episodes. So just join us for those impactful shows. So my guest today, Karen, how are you? Hello, Karen.
Hi there, Sean. I'm doing absolutely fabulous. And wow, 23 countries. That's simply amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. And you're amazing. You're known as the Passion Mentor, right? The Passion Mentor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In the last 7 years, I've been studying this thing that we call passion. And it's
That's awesome.
Been an amazing discovery in the last 7 years. So now I want to teach it and share it with others.
That's awesome. So you're known as the Passion Mentor, and you specialize in helping people unwrap their passions no matter what age they are. And she is the author of multiple books, including Unwrapping Your Passion and Chicken Soup for the Soul, Finding Your Happiness. Karen travels internationally as a transformational speaker, and just for fun, because why else would you want to do this? Just for fun, she walks on water as a barefoot water skier. That's awesome. A barefoot water skier. That's so cool.
Many
Hello?
People, when they hear the term barefoot water skiing, they're like, what in the world is that? And it's true, it's kind of known as a fringe sport. Not a whole lot of people do it, mostly because it's very fast. And I always say that it's a sport that's easy to learn but tough to master. There's also a story behind the barefoot water skiing. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that yet, the story behind that.
That's incredible. I didn't know that was a sport. I had no idea.
Well, there's a little bit of a story behind it. I was
let's hear the story.
Well, first of all, we probably should tell your listeners that I'm deaf. And
they're
probably wondering, well, how in the world, if I'm deaf, how in the world am I on a radio show? Well, here's how it works. I actually have a sign language interpreter who is listening in to our conversation right now, and she's signing everything that you say. That's why there's a little bit of a delay here.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I apologize. I had no idea. Wow. This show just got a whole lot cooler.
Surprise.
Awesome. Surprise. This is, you know, I gotta tell you.
Well,
going
back to the barefoot.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead with the story. I was just saying, I'm intrigued, right? I am got goosebumps. I am super pumped for this. I want to know all about the water skiing, and I want to know about your story. So let's hear about the water ski.
Absolutely. Well, way back when, let's see, I'm 51 now. I was born with normal hearing. And when I was in elementary school, I started losing my hearing, thanks to a gene in my family. Well, in high school, I discovered the sport of barefoot water skiing, and I absolutely loved it. The sport was my passion. I loved it. And then one summer day, I turned to cross the wake, and I took a hard fall. I was going faster than I normally go. So when I got into the boat, I could no longer hear. So I'm watching my friends, and they're talking to me, but I'm not hearing anything. And I didn't think anything of it. I thought, oh, I've got water in my ear. But at that moment, I had become deaf.
Hmm. Wow. All because of a hard fall.
Yes, there is a gene in our family. There's 5 generations of it. All of my brothers and sisters are deaf and hard of hearing. My mother was deaf, and all of her siblings were deaf and hard of hearing as well. 3 children are deaf.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, it sounds like you're still loving life, though. I mean, you're traveling everywhere. You know, transformational coach and speaker. I mean, that's amazing.
Well, there's a little bit more to the story. Shortly after I became deaf, I had transferred to a university, and they put me on a floor with other deaf and hard of hearing people. And I was quite upset about that because I didn't know any sign language at the time. I wanted nothing to do with these so-called deaf people. My mom, in all of her wisdom, she said to me, look, going to this with an open mind, you might meet somebody. And as you know, you should always listen to your mother, right? Mom was right. I met my husband. We've been married 28 years.
Cool. So how do you...
Laying there, you know, I mean, I struggled for weeks and weeks. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. How did you...
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I struggled for weeks and weeks and weeks after that. I mean, I could not really function very well in my college classes. And I was pretty almost suicidal at that point. It just seemed easier to end it than to continue to struggle. I woke up one morning and I realized I had a choice. I could continue to struggle, or I could change my attitude and start becoming the best possible deaf person I could be. And that morning was what I call a pivot point in my life. And I chose to start learning sign language, and I just met a whole bunch of wonderful, really nice deaf people. And life has been very good since then. Because there's a lesson in that. When you step into your story, when you authentically embrace who you are, then life starts really unfolding for you because you're authentic. You're not pretending to be somebody you're not. We had a question before.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like when you're on stage, is that how you communicate with the crowd? Is that you just, like you use your interpreter in case there's any questions or how does that work?
Sometimes I use an interpreter. Most of the time I'm a keynote. So And I'll go up and I'll deliver a keynote and then go sit down. If there's questions and answers, we get very innovative. The person will come up and I'll lip read them. Or we have a sign language interpreter. Sometimes I even ask people to type it out on their phone. So we do whatever it takes to get the communication going.
Wow. Well, the first question that I always ask everybody when we dive into that story is what is your why? That's got to be the greatest question that you can ever ask yourself. Like, why am I doing this? Like, what? Like, why? When people hurt you, it's like, why would you do that to me? Right? Like, that's the question we always ask ourselves. You know, who put this here? Why would you put that here? Or, you know, there's always the big why question, right? So what is your why? Why are you a transformational coach and speaker and water skier, barefoot water skier? You know, what is your why?
My why is to transform people so that they can wake up in the morning feeling joyful about their lives. And I think the why also, it's funny, when you think about it, there's also another simple reason. I mean, when you think about it, you're like, well, you know what? I was born to do this. I think that in many cases, we have a lot of clues in our life that tell us what we're supposed to do. Joy is something that we can easily recognize it. The problem is we never plan for joy in our life. We have been trained to grow up, go to school, get a good job, and then live for retirement. And I think there is a much, much better way to really enjoy life is to step into your skills, your talents, your gifts, and your abilities, and use those to live a joyful life.
Wow. I love that. That kind of puts perspective right in front of you. Plan for joy. I love it. Oh my gosh. What do you talk about when you're on stage? What is your topic? What is your message? Is that it right there? Just planning for joy and living your best life no matter what circumstance is put in front of you?
I've got quite a few different speaking topics that I've covered over the years. A lot of my recent ones have passion running through it.
Mm-hmm.
I have done passion workshops for a large corporation. I've done it for nonprofits. I've done it at conferences. I've done it as small as 3 people in the audience. But the whole underlying theme is that we have the power to choose how we want to live our lives. We have the power to determine what kind of energy we want to put out in the world. And in many cases, we don't understand how to take the stuff that we're passionate about and share that with the world. And I teach people to do that, to recognize their unique skills, their unique abilities, to understand where their energy comes from, and get that out into the world.
Yes. Oh, so well said. Man, this is awesome. So let's go back into the transformation to the story, right? So who were you before you lost your hearing? Before, you know, the you said you fell, took a hard fall in, you know, while you were awake, skiing. So who were you before that? Did you know that it was eventually going to happen, that you would lose your hearing because of the gene? Or did it happen just kind of automatically? So who were you? Like, what kind of person were you before all of this?
When I was growing up, especially in high school, I was very, very uncomfortable being hard of hearing. I had one single hearing aid, and I hit it every chance I could get. I was what I call a poor imitation of somebody who had normal hearing. because obviously I didn't have normal hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't use the phone in high school. I didn't have enough good hearing to use the phone. And I was constantly trying very hard to fit in. And it just wasn't working. It was very uncomfortable growing up. After I became deaf and I accepted this path, a whole new me just came out. More confident, more secure, realizing and celebrating that death is not a bad thing.
Right.
A lot of times we need to look for the gift in the adversity that we're facing. There is always
Absolutely.
A gift and a lesson. We have to look
Yep.
for it.
Yep. That's huge. Absolutely. Huge.
It is.
So how does that portray out when you're on stage speaking? How do you get people to realize that? Because I think that's kind of hard for people because you never know what somebody's going through. You know, when I'm on stage and I try to get enough information beforehand, but I just kind of use some of the struggles in my own life because when I noticed when I tell people my story, they're like, man, I felt mm-hmm. the same way. Or I have a friend that does that. Or, oh my gosh, you're so right. I kind of went through a similar situation. Like, you're never the only person feeling a certain way. You're never the only person that has gone through a certain situation. You know what I mean? Like, you're never the first. Someone has always gone through it. So how do you get people to to realize what you're saying, you know, and live that out?
Well, one of the things, one of the angles is that I often have audiences that are in midlife. And one of the speaking things that I do is I share some of the tools, for one thing, about how you can bring passion into your life. And I usually touch into people's pain. What's often happening in midlife is that people are often looking for more meaning in their life. They're looking for something that matters. Maybe in some cases they're getting up on Monday morning and they're just absolutely dragging themselves to work.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a whole different way that you can live, where you can really embrace what you do, even in a job that you absolutely hate, or maybe a job that's not even ideal. There are ways that you can change your thoughts and your attitudes and your actions so that you can enjoy your life experience more. So I touch on that in my speaking. There is also another component to my story that I often share. At the age of 44, on my birthday, I was really depressed. I mean, life was good, but it was ho-hum. You know, I mean, every day was blending into the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really, like, excited about anything in life. It was just humming along. I was just being a mom, going to my job, doing these things. Well, then I started thinking back in my life about passion. And I really missed barefoot water skiing. I realized, wow, that, you know, time in my life is completely over. I am too old. Can you relate to that? I don't know how old you are, Sean, mm-hmm. but.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at one point I was, yeah, I felt exactly that. So, yeah, I can definitely relate. So
mm-hmm. well,
I got to know.
What's happening there? I mean, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What is the best part so far? What sticks out for you? What has been the best part?
Well, the best part was almost by accident, really. My husband, in the fall of the year that I turned 44, my husband saw a Today Show segment featuring a 66-year-old woman barefoot water skiing.
Hmm.
And her name is Judy Myers. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching the Today Show. 66-year-old barefooter So all of a sudden I'm doing the math and I'm thinking, wow, I'm young. You know, all of a sudden 44 doesn't seem so old. If this 66-year-old could do it. Now here is the kicker. She learned the sport at the age of 53.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden I hit a paradigm shift of what it means to grow older. It changed everything for me. I got back on the water at the age of 44, and I started doing barefoot competition a year later. And I trained with the top barefoot water skiers in the world. And they taught me to barefoot backwards on one foot, something that I couldn't even imagine doing as a teenager. So that's what I think we need to do. We need to shake up the paradigm of what is possible for us. A lot of times we think in limits, and we actually should be shifting that and thinking about what can we do instead of what we can't do.
Yep. Love it. That's, man, so much right there. So much right there. Like, focus on what you can, because where focus goes, energy flows. So you have to focus in the right spot. I always talk about that. So on the flip side, because there's always two sides to every story, so you got the best part. What do you think was the worst part about your transformation or in your journey so far? What do you think was the worst part?
Wow. The worst part is probably my husband feels a little less attended to than before.
Okay.
I'm always traveling. I'm always out having fun. You know, before, definitely. I mean, my attention and my energy has shifted to something very different. So my husband has had to learn to adjust to that. Fortunately, he's been amazingly supportive. I'm really, really lucky
in
that
awesome.
Aspect. My husband supports this really well.
That's big. You got to have a great support system in place, no matter what you're doing, really. But I know in the speaking and coaching world and everything, like, it's so up and down. You definitely have to have a great support system. So speaking of like your husband and support systems and all that, who's your biggest influencer?
Oh, that's interesting. I have quite a few influencers. I've been really lucky to have some really great mentors. And I talk about this in my book. I would say my top four would be Janet Atwood, who wrote The Passion Test, Deborah Pondman, who Yes to Success Workshops, and Kevin Hall, who wrote one of my favorite books called Aspire.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dan Miller, who is the author of No More Dreaded Mondays. Dan has been a big influence in my life.
That's awesome. So on the upside, the flip side of that, right? Because I always do like, you know, one question one way, one question the other. So on the flip side of the influencer, who's been your biggest supporter? I mean, let's go besides your husband, because I know spouses, everybody. I mean, you know, but somebody outside of the immediate family circle, who's been your biggest supporter?
I would say that probably my close girlfriends, really. I mean, I'm really fortunate I'm able to text my girlfriends, and they give me some great support. You know, I've been friends with these ladies for a long, long, long time, so it's really nice to have that support, especially since they're not even in this business at all. So sometimes it's really nice to have that complete outside, you know, input.
Okay. Perfect. So do you feel like your transformation is complete? Like this is it? You're going to be a coach and a speaker and skier and all that, and I guess you're not going to get your hearing back, but you know, is this it for you? Like, this is what you're going to be doing? You found it?
Are you kidding? I hope I transform to the day I take my last breath. When you stop changing, you stop growing. And
absolutely.
It's really interesting because, you know, I mean, we're supposed to be talking about the launch of my current book, which is Unwrapping Your Passion.
Yep.
But I'm also in the middle of writing another book about a man named Banana George. And he is a beautiful example of somebody who transformed himself over and over and over until his last dying breath. So I think it's really inspirational.
Oh, yeah. Huge. Wow. So let's talk about your book. Let's talk about your book. So it launches next week on the 18th, right? And tell us what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Unwrapping Your Passion, interestingly enough, I got the vision for that title about 7 years ago. I was taking a bath, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I really want to write a masterpiece. What is it going to be? And then all of a sudden, I see this bow on the cover, and I see the title, Unwrapping Your Passion. And I jumped out of the bathtub, and I ran downstairs to see if the domain was available, and it was, and I bought it right then and there, dripping wet, ran back upstairs, and hopped back into the bathtub. So I started thinking about, well, what's this book going to be about? And I had just started my own passion journey. I didn't know enough people who were really living passionate lives. So I reached out to Kevin Hall, the author of Aspire. And Kevin said to me, he said, look, Karen, he goes, follow your bliss and people will pop into your life and literally they will open doors for you. And Kevin was so right. On the very next flight, I was sitting in the very back of the airplane, and I'm sitting there writing down all the passionate people I know, and the list was very short. And so I looked to the right of me, and there was a guy reading a book with passion in the title. And so I'm like, okay, so what is your passion? And it turned out to be Pete Gluzek, the owner of Bass University. And Pete, he left a perfectly good job to become a professional fisherman. So that was one of the stories in my book. And I interviewed over 200 people. And, of course, all their stories couldn't make it in the book. But it was just amazing what people taught me. So I put it all in the book. So everything you want to know about passion is in this new book, Unwrapping Your Passion.
Wow. Perfect. So how long did it take you to write this book?
Years. That's right. I had to learn to live a passionate life myself. I barefoot water skied in many different places, so it's been amazing.
Wow. So what kinds of other things do you have going on? Where are you headed now? New adventures, new businesses, family? So you said you got another book that's going to come out. What else you got cooking up?
I actually have 4 books in the pipeline.
Wow.
So I'm writing I provide passion coaching. Yeah, and
wow.
I'm actually working on a passion course that I'm going to be releasing. And then I travel
passion
and I speak.
Quotes.
I just got back from Africa. A passion course, Unwrapping
of
Your
course.
Passion, an online course.
Yeah. And he just got back from Africa. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. That is so cool. I've yet to speak overseas,
yes.
So I'm kind of jealous. But I'll get there. I'll get there eventually.
Do you have a life list, Sean?
Do I have a what now?
A life list. People think of it as a bucket list.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm
going to
challenge you tonight. You do. Do we have 100? You do. Awesome. Okay, so you need to put, you know, international speaking on that list.
Oh, it's on there. It's like number 2. Ted's number 1.
Okay, let's manifest it.
That would be so cool for you to be, like, I could see you on the TED stage. Oh, my gosh. Like, you would blow people away on the TED stage. That would be super awesome.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to add that to the list then.
Add it. Definitely. Definitely. You have a powerful story. And that's what drives people to want to listen to certain people is their story of overcoming and like you said, you know, planning for joy. You know, a lot of people don't do that. And I was like, my mind was blown. I'm like, seriously, we don't do this. We just expect joy. You know, we're trying so hard to find it, but we never mm-hmm. set out a day, time, week, month, whatever. It says, this is what I'm going to do. Like when this happens, I'm going to plan for joy. But with me, I'm like, yes, crushed it. Next. Like, you don't take the time to savor it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I teach mindfulness practices. And one of the practices is savoring, the art of savoring. You know, people don't savor their food. You know, they're like vacuum cleaners. You know, I got food. I got to eat it. I'm out. You know, like human Hoover vacuums, you know. we hurry up and eat our food and go on to the next thing. I have that problem. I hurry up. I get the task done, and then I'm on to the next one. I never savor and say, look what I did. You know, like we just mm-hmm. go on to the next thing. So I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on savoring and planning for joy, you know, when I accomplish something and just really resonate with
Wonderful.
That. I think that I'm going to challenge myself to do that. I challenge everybody who's listening right now. I challenge everybody to savor the moments. Don't move on to the next thing, but just savor them. Speaking of listeners, if you want to call in, since this is a live show, the number is 657-383-1109. Again, 657-383-1109. You can call in if you have a legitimate question. I screen all the calls. So, you know, if you got a legitimate question, call in, talk to Karen, talk to myself. And, you know, we'd love to have you on the show and make you a part of it. So you have four other – so what are the other books you think going to be about? Passion or you just kind of spread it out?
Well, the next book is about Banana George Blair. He was a man who lived an amazing life. He literally started a whole new career at the age of 80. Then I have 2 novels in the works, and then another nonfiction book.
Okay. Oh, cool. I'm excited. I'm definitely going to go look for your book and other books when they come out. I am super pumped. That is awesome. So what do you think was the best resource that you found during your journey, your transformation, you know, what do you think was the best resource that you found?
Oh, you mean besides my book?
Yeah.
You know what? I would say that the best resource is actually learning from people who are living the life that you want to live. They will cut your learning curve in half. So you need to sit there quietly and think about how do you really want to live your life. And then go out and find people who are living that life. And then ask them for advice, look for a mentor, read books. The most passionate people are always, always learning.
Experience is probably the best resource that you could ever pull from. Definitely. So what I want to do is this is the point in the show where you have a shameless plug, right? You can plug whatever you want, a friend, a quote, your websites, Facebook products, your book, you know, whatever. This is like your time to shine, right? Your shameless plug. You plug whatever you want. Go.
Well, I would tell you that my intention right now is to reach a couple of million people and teach them about passion. So I would absolutely love it if your listeners would take a, you know, go over to unwrappingyourpassion.com and grab the book. It has quite a few 5-star reviews, and I promise you it is a passionate read. You will not be disappointed.
Definitely gonna, yeah. I'm all over that. I'm writing this down. So, do you want to say anything more about your book? Like, where can people find the book? Is it going to be on Amazon? Is it going to be on like on the website? Or how can we find the book?
You can find the book on Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Power Books, Indigo Book, Amazon,
oh, wow.
Of course. It is, yeah. I have been really fortunate. We have a wonderful publisher, Morgan James Publishing, and they've worked really hard to get the book out for me. And it's been a wonderful experience working with that publisher.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you're on a lot of stuff. You had to get it. I mean, this ain't no self-published book. I mean, this is, I mean, that's big. That's a lot of places. That is great. So who's the publishing company that you went with?
The publishing company is Morgan James Publishing.
Morgan James? Okay, yeah, yeah. Awesome. I'm so happy for you. That's amazing. Definitely going to go and find the book when it launches on July 18th. Is there a specific time? Is it like midnight it drops, or is it just available that day?
Even though that's the official launch date, the book is actually out, so you can pretty much order it from anywhere.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, and again, the book is called Unwrapping Your Passion. Unwrapping Your Passion. And you can actually go to www.unwrappingyourpassion.com. You can also go to agelesspassions.com, learn more about Karen and what she's doing. There's the Instagram, the Passion Academy. Check them up on Instagram and on Twitter, Ageless Passions. And the Facebook link will be the Passion Mentor. So she is definitely not hard to find. So what I want you to do, give someone a call to action. What would be a good call to action that you would give somebody today? You know, besides buying your books and going to the websites and, you know, setting a goal or whatever, what would you tell somebody to do?
This is probably one of my favorite calls of action.
Okay.
I would actually go to the store and buy a $1.99 spiral notebook and go drive to some place that is like absolutely beautiful in nature and lose yourself in those pages. Sit down and really think about the life you want to live. There are 3 places that you can find your passion. You can look back in the past and think about what has brought you joy in the past. You can think about the present and think about this. If you are sitting in a very boring meeting, where did your mind go? That's another clue to what you're passionate about. And the 3rd thing is to think about the future. What are you constantly putting off for someday? If you think about all 3 of those things, you will literally fill up your spiral notebook and you will come away with a plan for your life.
Awesome. Love it. So what is one, what would you say is your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone? Maybe to do what you just said, right? But what is your best nugget of knowledge that motivates and inspire someone to take action.
Wow, that's a good one. Let me think about this. I will probably leave you with a definition of passion, one of the best definitions that I think is. And it's actually so simple. I learned this from Jackie St. Ange. And she told me this. She said, Karen, passion is your joy. It is the essence of who you are. You have to unwrap it to find it. And passion flows like tap water when you are lined up with what you're supposed to do. So I leave you with that nugget.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. I am just blown away at your perspective of life and how you've taken just that one concept of passion, or just really the definition of it, and morphed it into something that is completely beautiful and amazing. Like, man, this is awesome. I've learned so much in the last like 40 minutes. This has been so amazing.
Wonderful. I'm happy to hear that. Pun intended.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you so much for your time. I'm sure you are extremely busy. Just coming back from Africa. And so where are you going to be speaking next? Do you have another speaking engagement coming up? Someone can catch you live?
Let's see. I'm heading down to Tennessee tomorrow, actually. So I'll be down in Nashville for a while, and then off to Minnesota, and then I think Maine, and then after that, Galena, Illinois.
Oh wow! Yep, got a lot on the schedule. So perfect. Well, this has been awesome. I have learned so much. There's so much in this episode. This has been amazing, and thank you so much, and I wish you the best for your book launch, and I'm sure it's going to be a wild success. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I will. I'm going to pick it up and I'll write a review and definitely add it to my collection. Absolutely.
Awesome.
So this has been,
thank you, Sean.
This has been an amazing, oh, you're absolutely welcome. This has been an amazing episode, once again, of impactful guests doing impactful things. And if anything resonated with you, contact Karen. There's a ton of websites you can reach her at, agelesspassions.com, unwrappingyourpassion.com. Look her up on Facebook. And the show in a couple of days will be uploaded to iTunes and Stitcher. You can catch the replay there. And catch the book, Unwrapping Your Passion. Unwrapping Your Passion. It is available now. You can order it out. And it's available on Amazon, Walmart.com, any place where books are sold. And don't forget to get it. Write a review. If anything that was said in this show has resonated with you, let us know. Send us some comments. I love reading all the comments we get. And join us tomorrow. On our normal day at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, Life Transformation Radio is heard in 23 countries. I invite you to invite your friends, because here is where we have the most impactful guests that are doing some amazing things in life. So I want to leave you with this. I want to leave you with Live Your Brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold in your heart. Find opportunities every day to be you, your true and best self. I call that living your brand. So join us next time on Life Transformation Radio. Have a good night.